Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Janet Block, the Executive Director of the Lebesnik Center for the Arts in Michigan City. Welcome, Janet.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here.
Yes, and we're doing this over the phone to be cautious and practice social distancing. This is my first time back at Lakeshore Public Radio in 4 months. And Janet, you and I were in a meeting back in March, fairly early March, talking about, well, what is this all going to mean? And is it having any effect on anybody yet? And nobody really had experienced it here in our region yet. And we all just went around the table talking about what we might do. And we weren't prepared for it at all. And then all of a sudden, like literally in 24 hours, in our case, in Munster at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts, we were called to a meeting because we're all tenants there. And we were called to a meeting and boom, you have to close. And so,
right. Oh,
that was just wild. And the theater was saying, well, we're not going to stop our main stage season. We'll stop these little events we do. Well, they had to stop everything, of course, and they don't know when they're going to come back. But you've reopened recently.
We have. We reopened on July 3rd. We were closed. We closed our doors March 17th, trying to respond pretty early to the warning that we heard. And it was hard. I mean, some of the people that work with us were able to certainly work from home. And then, I was there because it's a big building and I was in my office alone. But our bookkeeper was there because, as you know, you have to communicate to all your people. And
right. We
had to apply for loans. And, it was a shock to the system that we, I think, all really, most of us in the Region 1 Arts Council, I think, responded to pretty well.
Yeah. So you have, you've reopened the gallery, and what hours are you keeping before we talk about the show you have up?
So we're open 6 days a week, and we're open, the only day we're closed is Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, our hours remain the same as always been, which is 10 to 5 on weekdays and 11 to 4 on weekends. The capacity, you must wear a mask and not accept more than 20 people in a building at a time. So if you're coming in a group, we're happy to give tours, small groups, from 8 to 15 people or whatever, but people should reach out to me for that.
Yeah. So what you have a show that has a sort of historical significance up right now.
So the show is called Well Behaved Women, celebrating 100 years of women's suffrage, and it features a variety of women's voices in the arts, from historic pieces to contemporary, that deal with some aspect of where either women still lack access, like in education or healthcare, but also that are beautiful pieces that pay tribute to the voices of women who are not known to us through written history. They've had to be kind of resurrected through feminist art history, scientists, mathematicians, artists. And then we have actually some beautiful engravings from 1705 that were done by a woman, Maria Sibylla Marion, who was a naturalist, a botanist, and an entomologist, one of the first women to study insects and document metamorphosis.
Wonderful.
And they're gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That sounds like a great span of time that you're representing.
Yeah. And it's really just, it sort of links to how women, because there were always famous women artists, but they weren't necessarily written about in history. And there's also like some pieces that speak to that, like it's an oral history. There's a woman, Juarez Hawkins, who does these sculptures that really are about how history of women is translated verbally from, grandmother to mother to daughter. Stories about their, you know, what their families went through and so forth, or the women in their families.
Well, we've got to, I'm sorry to cut you off. We have to wrap it up, but how long is the show going to be up?
The show is up, actually. It's a long one. It's up through October 23rd.
Great.
We really encourage groups that have interest. I think that they will find it fascinating. It's always better with a tour. Our tours are free, and we're happy to give them.
Good.
So,
well, great.
Yeah.
Sounds very thoughtful. Thanks, Janet, for visiting with me today. And good luck. Keep up the good work.
You too, John.
Thank
Thanks
you.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.